Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Live streaming provided by Alpha Geek Radio and Alpha Geek Video. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn more.
Finally, Friday is being brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs. These are some awesome people from all around the world who support Major Spoilers. And I'd love for you to join our exclusive club of VIP members by signing up at members.majorspoilers.com. Hello, you. So glad that you could join us this week. It's an interesting week, but we finally made it to Friday. And I've got a lot of things to talk about today, and I know you do too. So why don't you get ready, get your dialing fingers ready. And give me a call at 785-727-1939, 785-727-1939, or if you are on Skype, you can call me at Steven_Schleicher. Before we get started today, do you know what these are? These are Rory's Story Cubes, and this is actually just one box of the Rory's Story Cubes. I do have them all, but they're fantastic if you haven't seen them, and I've only had them for a couple of weeks. We were up in Kansas City a couple of weeks ago. I was attending a podcasting meetup with the Kansas City group. It was a lot of fun. And if you're in the Kansas City area, I'd love to see you in coming months. Rob Walsh over at Libsyn hosts that each month. But we were killing time. And so we ran over to Tabletop, which is a fantastic gaming store in the Kansas City area in Overland Park, Olathe. I forget where it's at exactly. It's there on 95th Street. But as we were leaving, I saw at the checkout counter these Rory's Story Cubes. And I was like, these look like fun. Maybe my oldest son and I can play these. And the idea is you have these little dice, and you can see one here. And they've just got these little pictures on them that you can interpret any way you want. Now, I bought the base set. This is the actions set. It's a little bit different. And we went back to the hotel room while I was waiting to leave, and I opened them up, and I was looking at them, and the great thing about them is there's no rules. You make it up as you go along, and you can use these story cubes for so many different things. It's so cool. You could use them if you're a dungeon master. You could use them if you're trying to do some creativity in meetings. You can do them for all sorts of things. But my youngest son, who's 4, has been begging to play games with his big brother and his dad. He wants to play Dice Masters, but he can't because he can't understand. He can't read. He can't understand what's going on. And so I opened these up and we started rolling and playing them. And he fell in love with these instantly because he can make up stories. He would roll them, find the stories, and then he would make up these fantastic stories. And it was awesome. And I thought, oh man, this is super cool. So when we got home, I went ahead and went to the Amazon link at majorspoilers.com, and I ordered the rest of these. And I've had the actions package for a couple of weeks, but I misplaced it. I'll give you a little hint. They were in with some Christmas gifts. But I pulled them out this morning, and they were sitting here on my desk, and I said, hey, you know, just for fun, let me pull out a couple of the cubes, and let's roll them and see what happens. And here's the first roll. You can see this up on your screen if you're watching on Alpha Geek Video or on our YouTube channel or if at majorspoilers.com. Look at all the people in the chat room. Hello, chat people. And the first three, literally, this is the order that they rolled out. Not in this exact same pattern, but I mean, as you put them together. And it kind of freaked me out a little bit. Because the first one is a little stick figure person walking. And guess what I do every day? Is I go out and I do walking. I walk for about 3 miles each day right now, and I want to increase that. So I was like, oh, okay, that's a little interesting. The next one was this clothes on a clothesline. Well, as I was getting ready this morning, I noticed that the laundry basket was full, and I put a mental thing in my mind that today I'm going to go do some laundry. The dice predicted that. The third dice is a foot kicking a ball. Guess what happens immediately after this show? That's right. I'm taking my son to soccer practice. So you can understand that I get a little bit weirded out at this point. I was like, okay, this is maybe a coincidence, maybe not a coincidence. And it really got me worried about these final two die. The little guy either digging a hole or filling a hole and lighting something on fire. And if you were on Twitter this morning, you saw me tweet out that you know, the first three are right on, but I'm really concerned about the arson dice and the burying the dead body dice. I don't know how this day is going to turn out. But that is the joy of these story cubes. And I think you kind of see what's going on is that with these dice, you start to read into and make up little things for these little pictures. Somebody else said, oh, are you making a fire pit? That's how they interpreted those last two dice. But I just found it fascinating that you can roll these things and see what comes up and build a story out of them or use them as harbingers of doom. Let's see what I'm going to just roll one and see what I got. Oh, look, a little music. Maybe we'll play a little bit more of the Hawaiian music here as we go along today. All right. And then, of course, you can see if you were listening to Zach on Film this week where we were talking about coincidence and reading into things, that's exactly what these things do. And I'm glad that we have these to spark some imagination around the household. So if you haven't checked these out, you might want to just go get the base set. They're, I think, make $6 or something like that. Rory's Story Cubes. A lot of fun. Now, before I dig myself into a deeper hole and before you start calling and burning up the phone lines, let's talk about some other things going on in the world of pop culture and comics. New television series. We started talking a little bit about this earlier this week on the Major Spoilers podcast. I had a chance to sit down and watch the first episode of Gotham. And it was much, much different than the first season of Gotham. It starts out and it is dark and it is depressing. And characters do things and go in and go places where they probably shouldn't go. It's been a week now, 5 days. I know that we're supposed to wait 2 weeks, but hey, this is Major Spoilers Network, right? I was really surprised at what Jim Gordon does and the deal that he makes and the outcome of that he makes with the Penguin in order to get his job back. I was really surprised about that. I was even more surprised that Leslie seemed to be okay with it. Now, there's some question, I suppose, that, you know, the phone rings and we find out that it's Barbara Gordon calling him from Arkham, and she's about ready to bust out along with some other criminals. But I found it really interesting that he turns to her and says, I've done something very, very bad. He turns and says this to Dr. Tompkins. So as that goes off to the commercial break or as we cut away, I'm guessing that he's told her what's going on. So when he does become reinstated, she seems pretty okay with the fact that he killed somebody while not being a cop, while working for a mobster. So I was a little bit surprised at that. I'm going to be interested to see how that corrupts Jim's soul. And I think that's probably the bigger story arc that's going on here is that Gotham, you know, corrupts you, makes you do the things that you don't want to do. So when we get to young Bruce Wayne and Alfred discovering the vault underneath the manor and what Bruce finds in there and what he's willing to do to find that, again, that's a little bit more of that corruption that Gotham seems to do to the people of the city. I don't know. I thought it was a pretty good first episode. I didn't hate it. There wasn't the guy who plays Penguin, and I forget what his name is, as I often do. I didn't think that he was chewing the scenery as much as he did last year, with Fish Mooney out of the way, who was just really over the top. This was a little bit darker and a little bit more depressing. The one character that continually, the one actor that continually surprises me is Michael Scolari, who plays the commissioner. And the reason why it surprises me so much is I remember him from Bosom Buddies and from Newhart. And then to see how much he's changed since Newhart back in the 80s, it took me a whole season to figure out exactly who he was. So I thought that was rather nice. So that is a quick overview of Gotham. If you have some thoughts, I would sure love to hear them. 785-727-1939. That's the number that I want you to call. What do we have here in the chat today? I only have the Fairy Tale die. I did pick up those. They do have some little expansion packs for these Rory Story Cubes that I think have like, what, 3 or 4 dice in them. But there's an action one, or I'm sorry, there's a location one, and I forget what the other two ones, the fairy ones and something else. So it was pretty cool. So there you go. Let's see, anything else? Hello, Matthew. Hello, Nate. Hello, Fabian. Who else is in the chat today? Jarmo is in there. So why don't you guys give me a call? 785-727-1939. In fact, there you go. Somebody calls in. I ask and you call. Hello, who is this?
Hey, Steven, it's Nate. How are you
hey,
doing
Nate,
today?
How are you doing? I am doing fine. I'm so glad you called. What's going on with you?
We had a great week this week. My company had they do an employee appreciation week. So
oh, cool.
They had like slushies and popcorn all week and food and different giveaways and stuff. So it was fun. Barbecue.
Excellent.
So that was fun. And then of course, we started training again Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I am in so much pain right now.
Yeah. You,
it's
you,
a lot
you...
different when you have a whole week to recover, let alone a day. So
yeah. Yeah, you do things a little different. I mean, I think my thing right now with my walking is that I just need to stretch more, because right around the 2 mile mark, my right foot starts to feel a little numb, but then right around 2.5 miles, it just stops and it's fine. But I think I need to stretch a little bit more before I exercise. Now, granted, I'm not doing what you're doing, and you're much, much further ahead than I am. But that's my suggestion to you: more stretching.
Oh, yeah, I've been stretching and stretching and stretching. It's just, you know, you didn't realize that these muscles, you know, they don't want to be used after they're not being used. So
after you've bent them and twisted them and punched them for as long as you did, they won't break.
Yeah. It was about 2 months, but, you know, I rode the bike and did push-ups, sit-ups and stuff like that. But the, you know, high-impact stuff that we were doing, it was a lot different. And plus now we're doing it Monday, Wednesday, Friday versus Friday. So
yeah.
Now it's more often, and which is good.
Good.
And then tonight starts my big PomCom weekend. I get to go. There's a theater near here that they partnered with, that they are showing the original Japanese 1953 Godzilla.
Ah, cool. That is really cool to be able to see that without the Perry Mason stuff cut in.
Yeah, so it's the original cut. I guess it's all going to be subtitled or whatever. I don't care. I'm going to love it.
It'll
be
fun.
Cool.
That's excellent, man. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then, of course, PomCon's this weekend, and all that stuff is, I'll be taking pictures. And
yep, take pictures, and send me a quick email, and I'll set you up with a Dropbox that you can put those in.
Yeah.
Or if you've got a Dropbox, just send me a link on that.
Yeah. The cool thing is that I think his name's Matthew Wood.
Mm-hmm.
He does the voice of General Grievous on the cartoons.
Oh, right.
Right. And plus, not knowing this too, plus he's the sound editor for the new Star Wars movie.
Yes, exactly. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was also the sound editor on the Star Wars, the Clone Wars series.
Yes, that too. So he's going to be there. I thought that was going to be kind of neat, the whole Zach on film tying thing. I think that'll be kind of fun to talk to him and stuff. So
yeah, definitely.
More people, artists, a lot of independent people are going to be there. It's big fun, big time. So.
And what's the convention called, full name?
I'm sorry?
What's the convention's name?
Oh, it's PalmCon.
Oh, Palm,
like
P-A-L-M.
Yeah, like a palm tree.
That's right. I just wanted to bring it up here on the screen if you, for viewers and people who haven't been there. And you've been there for the last couple of years.
5 years. I've been there every single year, so it's the fifth year. The first 2 years I was at a Polish American club, and then, just kind of like rented a little hall, and they did it just kind of like a little, hey, get together, gaming, independent film type stuff. And then the last 3 years they've had it at the Palm Beach County Convention Center.
It's grown up quite a bit.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So, but that's the plans for this weekend. Plus trying to catch up on all the TV shows that kind of dropped last week too. I haven't seen Gotham yet. But
well, I did a little bit of spoiler there, so
it's okay. It's like after last year, I kind of forced myself to watch it, and I was like, okay, God, I like the Riddler, the guy playing the Riddler, and I love his partner.
The woman? Oh, you're talking about Gordon's.
No.
You're talking about Donnell Loge or whatever his name is, the guy that's playing Bullock.
Yes. Yeah. I love him. I think he's one of the best people in that. So, it's okay that I'm watching it just right now because it's like, okay, I've already invested so much into it, I kind of want to see where this goes. So,
yeah.
But it's good that it's actually adjusted a little bit. So that sounds cool.
Yeah. If you guys like Donnell Loge, there's a movie that I would recommend to you guys, and it's a little quirky movie, but I discovered it, it had to have been like in 2000 2001, and it's called the Tao of Steve, and I don't know if anyone has seen this movie. It's a super independent film about a guy who just like his life craps out on him, and he has to decide whether he's going to continue to be a player or if he's going to change his ways. And he's got this method that he believes his own hype and BS for so long about it. He's got this method that he calls the Tao of Steve for picking up women and just getting by on anything that he can do. And then his life, he has to decide whether he wants to do it or not. And it's a super awesome movie. I can't find
that sounds cool.
Yeah. So if you like him as an actor, go look it up. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll have to. I really enjoy him as that character, and he just seems to embody that person. Really, really cool.
Yeah.
So, but the only other thing is actually the cool thing too is was it this week or last week or whatever? The big thing with just blanked out of my head.
No, I know. Same thing happens to me.
It's old age.
Yeah.
Not Indiegogo. The Kickstarter
campaign.
How they changed their corporation and how they are as a corporation. I thought that was an interesting move on their part.
What are they? They're called now a micro. What is it? Oh, I forget the business model. They sent anybody who if you are a Kickstarter contributor, you probably got the email from them last week where they're talking about their funding model change. It's the same funding model that Giblet Media is doing now, the podcasting, for those of you that listen to the Startup Podcast. Basically, they incorporate, but not at a huge level. It's not quite penny stocks, but it's in that level that you who are a fan can invest in the company and get something back in the long run. So it's interesting to see Kickstarter do it. It was fascinating to see Giblet Media go through that. As they were starting to set it up. And I think they were probably, I mean, they weren't the first ones, but it was interesting to see them talk about it and now see some other big companies that we know that were privately held like Kickstarter start to do the same thing.
Yeah, because the whole thing too is, I guess their big thing is is if you're incorporated or LLC or whatever, and you have a board of directors
mm-hmm.
and the shareholders, all those people will drive the company the way they think it needs to be driven.
Yep.
The way they're changing it, it's more of, okay, is this they basically it's the best interest of the people that are a part of that company,
mm-hmm.
not
yep.
just what they want to do. So
yeah, not a shareholder.
Really cool.
Yeah. It's called a benefit yeah. corporation, and this is from their email that they sent out this week. Kickstarter Inc. is no more. We're now Kickstarter PBC, a public benefit corporation. And then they talk about a benefit corporation is different as they benefit corporations are for-profit companies that are obligated to consider the impact of their decisions on society, not only shareholders. Radically positive impact on society becomes part of the benefit corporation's legally defined goals. So I think that's neat.
Yeah. So, but that's it. Actually, it was a really good week this week.
Excellent.
And, again, the live chat this last weekend was phenomenal.
I
actually had to catch the last half of it because I had to run out. But yeah, it was. I think it was probably one of the best ones yet. So
excellent. Well, thank you so much for that, Nate. That was certainly a lot of fun to do that last week. And we covered so much and talked about so many awesome things. That I walked away at the end of that, at the end of the day, and I was just like, you know what? I just have a positive vibe about what was going on and what we talked about. And, you know, the best part is for a VIP member like you is that if you missed it, if you weren't able to attend, you can go back and watch it again because we have it archived there. So
yeah.
I'm sure you did go back and watch the rest of it.
Oh, I did, and unfortunately, I would have to say that Zach may be onto something with that vomit thing. But
I know, right?
you think about it, and you look at it, and you actually think of it as a business and what people are watching, and it's just like, oh my God, that actually may work.
I know, and the more I've thought about it this week, I'm like, you know what? He is probably right. It would probably be a huge success for colleges and college kids for quite a while. And, but then of course it would go nowhere because no company, no investor would invest in the company, but,
no.
But for a while, I think it probably would do really, really well. And you would see the media jump all over it and say, what has the world come to with this VOM app? So, if you want to know if you're watching this right now or listening in the future, hello, future people, and you want to know what we're talking about, sign up to become a Major Spoilers VIP. Gold member will get you access to that conversation, and you can see exactly what Zach pitched to everybody. So why are you glad that you're a VIP, Nate?
I don't know. I don't know.
What benefit do you get from being a VIP?
I've mentioned this before. It's more of, it's not really a benefit. It's more of me contributing to what you guys do, right? It's not mm-hmm. like, ooh, I get this and this special thing. I get enough stuff and things and stuff like that, right? But being able to contribute or to make sure that something that you guys are doing,
mm-hmm.
Critical Hit is just phenomenal, right? I mean, that was my gateway drug.
Right.
So as it is with most people, but it's just that part of being a part of that and contributing and saying, hey, you know what? I paid good money to make sure that they can do that.
Yeah.
Or
and I appreciate
maybe,
that.
Yeah. You know, semi good money. We never
yeah.
really know.
Well, I mean, but $10 a month for some people is a lot. To other people, it's not a lot. And that's why
right.
we have different levels. If you can only afford $2
right.
a month, you know, that goes a long way.
Right. And that, like I said, it's just in order to maintain your guys' stride going into doing whatever you guys want to do or expand in what you guys do, that's my benefit, knowing that, hey, that contribution to that is allowing that stuff to happen. Plus,
mm-hmm.
you know, it keeps me sane when I have to drive, you know, to Miami and stuff. So
Yeah. All right, Nate. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Enjoy PalmCon. We look forward to seeing the pictures that you're going to share with us, and we'll put those up on the website later in the week.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have
thanks, Nate. Bye. 785-727-1939. That's the number that you want to call. If you want to join in on this conversation, maybe you saw Gotham, maybe you have a thought on this Kickstarter thing, or maybe you just have some different thoughts and want to take the conversation in a different direction. That's why this show exists, because we want to hear from you. And you, and you, and you, and everybody who's listening. All right, let's talk now about The Muppets. Did you watch The Muppets on ABC this week? A lot of people are upset about it. A lot of people are happy about it. It seems like the internet is kind of split in two over this Muppets thing. I'll say this, and then we'll go to our phone line. I understand where they're going with The Muppets. I didn't find it hysterical. I didn't find it as subversive as The Muppet Show was back in the 70s. Maybe this will last. It will probably last a season because it's Disney and they own everything. They own The Muppets. They own ABC. They own, you know, the means of production. But I think it's a done in one season and moving on. Unless they totally radically change something next week. I was not impressed with it, but I can understand why some people are very upset about it. I understand why some people think it's hysterical. So that's what I'll say about The Muppets right now. Let's go now to who's this? Fabian online. Hey, Fabian, how are you today?
Hi, Stephen. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. What do you want to talk about?
First of all, I want to give you some great reasons to be a VIP.
Okay.
Besides the amazing Saturday VIP chat we had, and we will have next month and mm-hmm. the month after that.
Yep.
You got the Flash podcast, which
yes.
is
uh-huh.
going to start up soon. I'm
2 weeks,
really
or a
looking
week and a half,
forward
I think.
To that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nate talked about Critical Hit for a second. And there was the really great episode of you and Rodrigo putting Aurum back together.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun.
Yeah, if people want to see how we built the character for this new season, it's right there on the VIP site. You can listen to it. It's, what, about two and a half hours of conversation about building this character up from the ground up into this new setting.
Yeah. And it's great. It really informs the new season, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would will understand that you're saying, Rodrigo, I choose the fire path today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If they couldn't listen to that.
Yeah, and that's interesting because a lot of people have commented that Aurum is a lot more controllery now, and he's kind of doing what he was supposed to do. And you can hear in that conversation this effort to put him exactly where he was supposed to be in the path, as opposed to this mishmash that he started out with. So it's a fascinating listen, and I'm glad that you got a kick out of it.
Yeah, totally. I found my mind wandering today at work.
Okay.
I thought a bit about you guys, all of me. Major spoilers, and I had the thought that if we ever get a Walking Dead-like apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
you bunch would be a great group to hang around with and try to survive the end
well,
times with.
Take into consideration who we are and how great a shape we are, because I think
yeah.
more than half of us would be wiped out pretty darn quickly. And
sure,
that's only because I'll be able to run faster than most of the other people in our group.
Including me, I guess. But you'd have a bike.
Yes.
Although I'm a really good sprinter.
Okay.
Not for a long way.
Right,
but
you just have to run faster than me.
Yeah, for a shot. Yep. So I have a quick question, and
okay.
then I'd like to talk to you about something in depth.
Okay.
The Panini German comic book
mm-hmm.
publisher
mm-hmm.
just brought out the second to last Fables book.
Okay.
We get the translation as a trade paperback, and
mm-hmm.
In it are the numbers 146 to 149 or something
oh, okay.
like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did 150 the last issue? Did it actually not come out?
No,
it did
come out. But here's the problem: 150 is its own graphic novel. It is, or okay. it's own trade paperback. I don't remember what the final page count was, but it's well over 100 pages in that final issue.
So the reason why
it's not included in that trade is because it's its own trade paperback. It's a very thick book.
Yeah, I was looking at on the website of my local comic book store, and the 150 book wasn't in the list of the rest of the series. So I was confused. So thank you.
Yep.
The thing I wanted to talk to you about for the last 4 weeks, I guess, is the DC deck building game again.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I'll be getting the package with the Crisis 1 expansion, and then I'll have everything except the first main game. That's the one that was a little bit tricky to get, and I think all of them are pretty cool. Some are not easy. The Forever Evil expansion is special, I guess. You really try to beat each other up because you're playing villains and not superheroes. And the best thing, I won the new Legion of Superheroes mini expansion on Facebook.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it arrived. They did send it to me, and for a gift, for a contest, I thought it was really great of them to send it to Europe. It was like $17 for shipping. So I'm really thankful for that.
Well, but see, it pays off for them because now you're talking about it. Now you're telling people about it, and so you're building that goodwill. So excellent.
Like the Teen Titans and Crisis 2 game I got at the end of Nurtacular to take with me. It really paid off because I will buy every single one of them.
Excellent.
Their DC line in the future.
Well, this week on Munchkin Land, I forgot to send out an email. This week we're playing a new Munchkin. We're going to sit down and record new Munchkin, and I think it's Steampunk Munchkin, and I'm thinking the new Smash-Up expansion, but after that, in 2 weeks, we'll be sitting down and playing the DC deck building game.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I enjoy it, and I think of him as my Rob, I guess, has a really analytical mind and has the game beat every time. We have been playing the Crisis mode, so the cooperative game, he and I against the game. And
Cool.
It's too easy because he has the combinations down, that's why I don't play against him. We don't play Munchkin against him anymore.
Right. Yeah, our Rob, not your Rob. It's hard to play with him in Munchkin because he has all those combos down. I'm not sure he's as familiar with the DC deck building game as he is with some of the others, but I'm so looking forward to finally sitting down and cracking this box open because I want to play with other people on these games. And that is probably the biggest holdup is, finding other people to play with. So I'm glad you're enjoying this game as much as you are. It looks fantastic. And, does this DC, now this is from Cryptozoic. Does the DC deck building game have a solo mode? Because on Upper Deck's Legendary series, which is the Marvel side, there is a solo mode that you can play that game by yourself with.
You can play solo, and my other friend, whom I have infected, tried it, but I don't know if it's really that much fun. I didn't try it yet.
Okay. Yeah, so I need to open this up and look at it and see, because if there is, I'd like to play it. I'd like to play Legendary Solo Mode, but I haven't had the time to do that. There's a new game that was introduced, and I don't know if you saw this. I think I've mentioned it before. It was introduced at Gen Con this year. It's called One Deck Dungeon, and basically a dungeon run that you try to get through as far as you can. You're not going to win, but you just try to go as far as you can into this dungeon and build yourself up as high as you can. And basically, it's a game you play by yourself, but the cards build your character up or have you fight monsters or take you further into the dungeon. So I'm looking forward to that game.
Yeah, that sounds totally great. Mm-hmm. I'll have to get that as well. So last question.
Okay.
I need to order the basic deck building game soon from the one of the websites, and to get the free shipping I need to add one other game. Should I add either Batman Flux or the starter of DC Dice Masters Light Wars?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, you've seen us play Dice Masters on the YouTube channel.
Yeah,
I hope so. You kind of get an idea of where that goes. The starter set is really good at least introducing you to the game and getting you and a friend to play. But from there, you really have to expand and go out and buy the other War of Light expansions. I've got the Gravity box over here that we haven't opened up yet. Batman Flux is its own standalone game. So you can just move through that and play it again and again and again, and it will never be the same. Although, you know, some people who are gamers have said they're not really big fans of Flux because it's too simple. Dice Masters is a lot more competitive. So it depends on which side you want to do. If you want to go for a light, easy game session, I would probably recommend Batman Flux. But if you're looking to do some strategy, if you're looking to sit down and figure out what's the best team to field and those kinds of things, then definitely the Dice Masters is the way to go. But you're going to end up putting a lot more money into Dice Masters than you will on Flux.
Yeah, I think then it has to be Flux.
Yeah.
I don't. After the Cryptozoic DC deck building bender I've been on, there's no game. No money left for Dice Masters.
The nice thing is though, if you haven't
to keep.
Go ahead.
And I need to keep the gold member payments. Coming.
Yeah, definitely. The nice thing is. The nice thing about the starter set for Dice Masters is it's only $20. That's US dollars, $20. So it's relatively inexpensive. And you can play that again and again with different combinations and different outcomes. But I think probably for just a really relaxed casual game, you can't beat Flux. And here, Matthew had sent the special coin that came out for Batman Flux a while ago. And I want to thank him again for that. So that's pretty cool. That's the that goes with the action card, the two-face flip card. So it's a fun game.
Great.
I would check it out. Flux can change dramatically depending on who's playing, but it's going to be different every time because of the cards that come up and the combos that come up.
Yeah, I have the Pirate Flux only so far.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
then you know how fun that game is then.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm gonna leave the line and thank you very much for the great conversation.
All right, Fabian, thanks so much. Have a great
see you
week,
next
man.
Friday.
Bye. So good to hear from Fabian all the way over in Germany. He's calling from Germany. Nate is calling from Orlando or from Miami. I forget where he's at. He's in Florida. But what's your excuse? Call now, 785-727-1939. That's the Major Spoilers hotline. Or if you don't want to place the phone call, you can call me on Skype, Steven_Schleicher. Just look for me there. But pick up that phone. Give me a call. Let's talk about what you want to talk about this week. Final television show that I want to talk about is Heroes Reborn. I had a chance to watch the first two episodes this afternoon, and it wasn't horrible. This does pick up years after the original series has ended. A huge event has happened in Odessa, Texas, where you know, the plant or event is bombed, and Suresh is the one who says that he did it. And now, in 1 year later, people are hunting down the Evos or the evolved people and are killing them. And there's a lot of, you know, xenophobia, horror. Again, it's reflecting on the times. But again, I couldn't get past when they're talking about the registration of the heroes. It still feels a lot like X-Men. This is a 13-episode, I think it's a 13-episode series, so I'm on board for it already in two episodes in. I thought it was very strong, and I think where they're going next should be very interesting, and I think maybe it's worth checking out. It isn't terrible like the last couple of seasons of the show were, and I think they've kind of reset and are moving forward, but it's still set in the same continuity. A lot of the same characters are appearing, and there's a lot of new characters in the show too. So I enjoyed Heroes a great deal this afternoon. Let's go to the phone lines. Hi, who is this?
Hey, this is Forrest.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Forrest Gump.
Oh, sorry, Forrest, sorry.
Okay, no problem.
So what's on your mind today?
So I was actually going to pick your brain on this. I don't know if you've talked about this major spoilers in that, but
okay.
The new game that came out today, the Lego Dimensions.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about it?
I think it looks fantastic. I cannot wait to go out and get it. I'm pretty sure I pre-ordered it, so I'll be picking it up later today, probably after I take my son to soccer practice. I like the idea that you have to have these other figures. Well, I mean, it is really no different than Skylanders. I mean, in the base idea of it is no different than Skylanders, and it's no different than Disney Infinity, except that the type of character that you have can impact the game that you're moving towards. The fact that you get to build the little pieces is fantastic. And the fact that we're getting sets that have not been released from Lego yet, such as the Doctor Who and the we've got Ghostbusters and Back to the Future, but like the Doctor Who stuff, I think is really kind of cool. I can't wait to play it. My kids love the Lego games that have already come out. And from the demo stuff that I've seen, a lot of the adventure building is along that same lines. So I think this is going to be really fun. I hope it's a big hit. What do you think of it? Or what are the concerns that you have about it?
Well, me and my wife played a lot of the Skylanders. Like, mm-hmm. Right when they first came out,
right.
We spent so much on that game.
Yeah.
And every one so far has been really good, except for this last one I wasn't a big fan on. Because
right.
It's one thing to, you know, I like the Swap Masters, and I like the Trap Masters, and I like all those. Mm-hmm. Like, each game seemed pretty good, but then you kind of throw in cars and boats and planes and... At some point, it feels like, you know, my wallet's being farmed. And
right, right.
I'm okay with spending money, but, like, at some point, it's like,
Yeah, that's Swap Masters was the last one that we played of Skylanders. Mason got really kind of tired of it, and I had said something when Trap Masters came out. I said, were you interested in that? He's like, no, not at all. And so then I took all the figures that I'd already bought and returned them back to the store. But... With Disney Infinity, they are super excited not only about the gameplay, and what they really enjoy is the toy box area of Disney Infinity, because they get to build the worlds and they can fight against each other and do different things and have fun. And even the youngest can play in the toy box. The adventure, the storyline part is also very fun, but just the figures themselves are fantastic on the Disney Infinity side. And they look great just sitting there on the media table next to the TV, even when they're not in use. So that's what I like about them.
My wife actually, we used to play it, and it, we couldn't get into it as much, but the figures themselves, we bought a lot of the figures. Like, she loved Loki, so she bought the Loki figure.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And we bought the new Tom figures that came out, and they look gorgeous. They look mm-hmm. really nice.
Yep.
So I was pretty happy with the figures at least. And also, we kind of collect the Amiibo, too, the Nintendo figures.
Yep.
They don't do as much, but they're also, those are very nice for figures.
So what are your, what are you concerned about with the LEGO Dimensions? The fact that they're going to have all of these expansion packs? I mean, there's a Simpson action pack. There will be more Doctor Who and Ghostbuster stuff coming up, and that's gonna be expensive. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me too much. Like, and a lot of the stuff they're doing, each different series they're doing, like the Doctor Who, they're doing a Portal, which I was actually very excited about.
Yes, the Portal one. Yes,
That looks really cool. I guess I think just gameplay wise, because I kind of like Disney Infinity, but I got bored with it very easy, and I kind of want to see how this play. We're debating on buying it, but we want to see how other people play it and how much depth it has to it.
Yeah, have you played any of the other LEGO games before?
Yes.
I have a feeling that it's going to be very much like that. At least I hope that's what it is, but we get to swap our characters in and out with it. Because if it is like the previous LEGO games, there's hours and hours of gameplay to be had in that.
Very true.
Yeah. All right. What else? What else is on your mind?
I want to ask you about this too. Because you're the only one I know that or listens to them. What did you think of the season, or I guess the series finale of The Red Panda?
Of what?
Of the Red Panda Adventures.
Oh, the Red Panda Adventures. I've lost my TV. I've lost my video here. Sorry there, ladies and gentlemen. Red Panda Adventures, I thought, ended fantastical, because when it came to that part where they're like, yes, maybe this is where we should end our adventure and everything, I was like, no way. Is he really ending the series? And then you listen to his discussion afterwards, and I was like, oh, this is a relief, because it does give them a chance to jump back into different time periods and to tell stories in those time periods over the length of time that Red Panda is supposed to have been in operation. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Greg Taylor does next on that.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get more at least of the side stories, because there's like, I haven't read the comics yet. I haven't gotten around to it, but I know that they do a little with Captain Clockwork and some of the other ones that we don't really hear about, but they've made mention in each episode. So I'm excited to hopefully keep going with it.
Yeah, I'm glad that the nice thing that I like about the show is that they took the time to show this hero's progression from, you know, the era of Pulp Fiction up to the point where, and I've talked about this before, essentially at the point where the atomic bomb exploded and pulp heroes and cowboys went, you know, the way of the dodo, and it was the superpowers and the atomic heroes that stepped up. And we actually saw that play out in Red Panda Adventures. And so, you know, if in the way that he set himself up in telling that story, logically, he was going to have to end the series at some point before it got just too ridiculous. By having these big gaps in there, by having the big gaps, and the comic books even are doing the same thing where they're telling stories in between episodes, it again gives them a chance to continue that series for a long time to come.
I guess I kind of hope, too, that they maybe do a couple stories with Harry Kelly now that he's a superhero.
Yeah.
That would be kind of, I would kind of be happy to hear, like, what he does, and then maybe a couple, not cameos with the Red Panda, but with August Fenwick. Poking here. That would be really cool, too. Like, I still kind of want to see somewhat of a continuation, but obviously not with the Red Panda now that he's finally retired.
Yeah, yep. And, you know, I don't, it's been a while since, is he now down to a once a month release, or is he still every two weeks? Because I'm behind on my podcast listening. I did listen to a Blackjack Justice story not too long ago.
Yeah, that one was good too. That one was really good.
But I haven't heard anything, and I probably need to reach out to him and get him back on the show again sometime.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with anything beyond that last episode. Anything else?
I don't know. That's about it. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Forrest. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, man.
Bye. I don't know what's happening to my camera. I think the battery died for some reason. It was plugged in, but it's crammed around a corner that I can't reach right at the moment. So apologies for that. I know. Wow. What kind of professional lets his camera get turned off right in the middle of the show? But technical difficulties seem to be the order of the day on Finally Friday. 785-727-1939. We can still continue the conversation even without my mug on the screen. Everybody's chatting in the chat room. It's so nice to see so many of you here this week. Let us jump into, I guess, one final story here, because we are getting close to the end of the time. Let's talk about Power Rangers. You may have seen this today. Boom Studios, I want to say back at San Diego Comic-Con, or maybe just a little bit before San Diego Comic-Con, had announced that they were going to have a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers series. Now, this is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and not any of the other Gokaiger characters. We have seen Power Rangers stories before. Paper Cuts has had that franchise for a while, and now it looks like Boom Studios is taking over with it. But when they announced it, they just said, hey, Power Rangers are coming. They didn't announce any creative teams. They didn't announce any of the they didn't announce when it was going to be released. That is until today. Now, the Baltimore Comic-Con kicks off this weekend, as does PalmCon, and New York Comic-Con is coming up in a couple of weeks. The Diamond Comics Distributor Summit was going on, I believe, yesterday and today, and that's when Boom Studios decided to get up in front of their local comic shops and distributors and say, hey, guess who's going to be writing the Power Rangers series? It is going to be Kyle Higgins will be writing the Power Rangers series. You may know Kyle Higgins from his Batman Eternal run, as well as, I believe, Nightwing was the other one that he was working on, which is, you know, fantastic news. They still have not released or announced the artist. I don't know if that's going to be coming out later, later this weekend or not, but certainly it's something to be looking forward to. They did also announce that the series would come out in January. So if you've been waiting for this, I thought honestly that the series had kind of been announced and then got pushed to the side, but they've just been waiting to get the writer and artist on board. And then the series is going to arrive in January 2016. And I'm going to guess it's going to be initially a limited run of 6 to 12 issues. And then after that, we should see whether they're going to continue it as a regular ongoing or not. So there you go with the Power Rangers. As far as other movie news goes, you may have heard that Prometheus is not going to be called Prometheus 2, the Electric Boogaloo, or Prometheus 2, the next morning. It is, in fact, going to be called Prometheus 2, it's going to be called Alien Lost or Paradise Lost. The news came out from the director this week that, yes, that, in fact, there will be more Prometheus movies. They are going to be moving towards the Alien franchise and having those two connect up sometime over the next three or four sequels. It's going to be called Alien Paradise Lost, said the director. It's not going to be Prometheus 2. You know, the poem by John Milton. It sounds intellectual, but there's similarity to it. We're heading back to the why and how and when the alien beast was invented. He went on to say, we'll go back into the back door to the very first alien. Let's need to turn down your speaker, caller. That's the first time I've ever had to say that.
All right. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Who's this?
This is Matt.
Hey, Matt. Hey, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good. What's going on this weekend?
I'm heading out of town to family get together.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
What's on your mind?
Birthday party for little kids.
Excellent.
Next weekend, however, I have a board game convention.
Okay.
And in a couple of months, I actually have a fundraiser for a charity involving a 24-hour board gaming marathon.
Oh, okay. Excellent. What's the charity that you're supporting?
The charity, it's the Extra Life charity, the one that Scott kind of has some confusion with.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing a 24-hour gaming marathon at my house that will hopefully be streaming, and I'm going to be putting it onto the TMS and also with the Major Spoilers folks. If I get enough fundraising, I'm going to be promising to bring over 100 games to Nerdtacular again.
Wow, cool. That'd be fantastic. So and you said you're doing something with some of our guys?
Well, if I also get enough, if my personal goal gets funded and our team goal gets funded, I will bring some more prize support for the Major Spoilers panel.
Ooh, that's cool. Where can people find out more information about this?
The link for my particular part of it is tinyurl.com/nerfsickness.
Nerf sickness. Hmm. It's all one word.
Yep.
So no 420 YOLO at the end of that, right?
Nope.
Okay. So there it is right there on the page. Support Matthew Bach with what he wants to do on this. And Extra Life is a great charity. It's play games that help kids. And wasn't this started by the Penny Arcade guys like over a decade ago?
I think so. Because everybody signs up with a team. And then when you you could sign up, and register with the system and get credit and stuff for donating or become part of a team or set up a team. Our particular team supports the local children's hospital in Omaha.
Excellent.
So whatever it is that your team is attached to is something to do with kids.
Okay. And so, you are looking to raise $200.
Yes.
Is what it looks like. And did you just kick this off today?
It's been out there for about a week, but my schedule's been a little crazy. I caught the VIP show that like shortly after in the evening.
Oh, right, right. Uh-huh.
I was like, ah.
Yeah. No, definitely count me in. I'll sign up and kick in some money on this later on this weekend. Yeah, this is great, man. Good job on this. And are you gonna stream this on Twitch?
I know that they streamed it a little bit on YouTube last year at another guy's house. We're moving it to my house because I have a lot more space and I don't have any kids or animals or anything like that. So it's total game playing awesomeness.
Excellent. That's gonna be fun. So let me ask you a question. How do you set up your camera when you're doing your live games? Do you have a camera that you put above the table or anything like that?
I'm not sure where exactly which area we're going to focus on. I do have kind of a big table that'll probably be the feature table with whatever the biggest game is.
Okay.
We're going to have an RPG room and a video games room and a PC game room.
Okay.
But it has a swag light above the table, so I'm not exactly sure how to dangle a webcam.
Yeah.
With a swag light without having light problems. But we're going to work on that. And hopefully if nothing else, we'll just get a tripod and over the shoulder.
Yeah. Well, that's how we did it. That's how we did it. There is a boom arm that you can get that attaches to your tripod that you can put a light camera on the end of it. So I've just got one of these in the camera that just went out is a little Sony Handycam. And you can mount that out and it'll go out about 4 feet over the table or about 3 feet over the table. So you can get some stuff. So if you look at the stuff that we did with the Dice Masters, that was done using that kind of camera mount. And then we're using that same mount again for the Cthulhu Wars episode that will come out in, I want to say like 3 weeks, I think is when it will release. But then because I know that we're going to be doing a lot more overhead video stuff on Munchkin Land, I went ahead and got a scissor mount and a Manfrotto arm that you can attach to your drop ceiling. And that will let me kind of position the camera in almost any position. And with what you're talking about with your hanging light, you might be able to move around that light with that kind of a setup if you want to look into investing with something like that.
I wasn't sure what kind of problems you'd have, because I know that if you hang the camera below the light, you might get a shadow. And certainly if the camera is above the light, it's going to cause all kinds of problems.
Yeah. You probably won't, because the camera is going to be close enough to the light source where the light will wrap around the camera. And so you might get just a slight shadow, but I don't think it's going to be anything too serious.
Sure. Yeah, I'm trying to get a little more into like media, trying to bring my board game hobby into and to the masses, as it were.
Yeah. And that's what, I'd like to do more video stuff with Munchkin Land. And it sounds like, in my mind, it sounds like we're kind of moving that way. But it just depends on, it takes a lot of time to produce video each and every time. So we'll see what we do on that. But I'm glad you're looking at that. And congratulations on starting off this Extra Life campaign. And I want you to reach your goal. It's $200. Lots of people who are listening now, go check it out. It's tinyurl.com/nerf what?
Nerf sickness.
Nerf sickness. N-E-R-F sickness. So, yes, we definitely want to nerf sickness as often as we can. Excellent, man. That sounds great. Well, we've got until when does this campaign end? Does it end on November 7th?
I believe it does.
Okay. Well, that's when game day is. Mm-hmm. So we'll be rooting for you to reach your goal.
I think that even Dan Patrice, who does some of the board gaming stuff on like the TMS PM, I think he does mm-hmm. a little bit. I'm not sure if it's necessarily with Extra Life, but I know he does a gaming marathon at some point for a charity also. So
excellent.
There's a lot of this kind of stuff going on, which is really fun.
Well, when you do get your link and everything and you're about ready to go live, let me know. We'll just put the post up on the website too. So
cool.
All right, man. Anything
else? Do that. That's about all I can think of.
All right. Well, definitely send me an email. Send me an email so I can remember to donate. And then, again, send me an email when it gets closer to the date if you know what your link is going to be for the live stream, because I have no problem putting that up on the website and letting other people share in that fun.
All right. I will definitely do that.
All right, man. Thanks so much for calling in.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Matthew. All right, everybody. That just about wraps it up for the show this week. As I said, it is soccer time for the boy, and I've got to go pick him up. And I got to figure out why my web camera went out. But we had some great phone calls. Thank you so much for calling. It's always a joy to talk with each and every one of you. It's always a joy to see so many people in the chat room having conversations. And I want to see more of you in the coming weeks and months and years ahead that we do this. And again, this is all possible thanks to our Major Spoilers VIPs. In fact, as we close out today, let's take a long look at the list of VIPs that are contributing to this show. And we'll see you next time. When it's finally Friday. Have a great week, everyone. Take care.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.